Blog Talk Radio.
I know just what to do to keep you in my heart.
Don't rock that boat.
Keep
Oh, yeah. Midnight Star opening up the show for us this morning, this afternoon. I mean, wow. See, I'm still trying to get going here. Woo, what's up, Mr. Fleming?
Hey, I'm good. Don't rock that boat, baby.
Don't rock that boat. Yeah,
I
man.
Love that.
Yeah, those guys are awesome, man. I love that song. I mean, Midnight Star, I had a good time with them yesterday. As a matter of fact, playing them on our Solar Records radio show yesterday.
Nice.
And yeah. So it's all good. It's all good. All right. So how you been, man? How's your weekend so far? Are you in it?
It's good. You know, I'm just doing a little cleaning up and just kind of enjoying the day, enjoying the sun, and hanging out with you, man. It's hanging out with all the listeners out there and. Thank you guys for tuning in and hanging out with us for another Solar Wants to Dance show. For the next hour and a half, well, hour and 23 minutes, we're going to be playing all the great dance, up-tempo music, whether soul, funk, pop, whatever. Country, do you have any country up in there? No. But no, seriously, though, we're going to have
it.
A great, great show today.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I love it, man. Everything good for you otherwise. Are you doing good, right?
I am. I was doing a little cleaning up today, but I'm doing good.
Okay, how's the weather up there?
Man, it's 20 degrees, but the sun is out. The sun is out and the sky is blue.
Oh my goodness gracious! I'm complaining at 55. But it went down. It went down to 20. No, 30. Yeah, 31. It went down to 31, and now it went up to 55 this afternoon.
Well, it might be a little warmer. It might be a little warmer now. I woke up this morning. It was like 23 degrees. So, that was this morning. So it's 1 o'clock now. So it's probably a little warmer than that now. So
okay, it's all good. Well, guys, we want to get the music going. Today is Solar Wants to Dance, and so we want to keep you on the dance floor or keep you doing whatever you're doing. I feel so lazy today. I couldn't figure out what it was, and my daughter said you need to get up and walk around, and so I did, but nothing got me going like the dang song that you hear in the background. So
oh,
music.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that music is circulating, got my blood going, and I'm excited. So come on, guys, let's get going here on Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts and your boy Don Fleming. We're going to knock it out the block for you here. So Don, you up next. Here we go. I'm going to start off this block. Don's coming following right after this. So come on, guys.
Okay,
let's go. Lil MJ in the hot hole.
Be the same, girl, you came and changed the way I want, the way I don't. I cannot explain the things I feel for you, but girl, you know it's true. Stay with me, I feel my dreams, and I'll be all you need.
Yeah.
Come on, Dynasty. Wow. You know, that's so good. We're number three this week. We're waiting to see what we're going to be next week. And 3 weeks on the charts, and we're number three. That is a beautiful blessing, and we're so excited. We can't believe it. It's been 33 years since we put something out. And, well, actually, with the whole group, because last year we put something out, it went to number two. But this year, we put this out, and it's gone to number three with all of the singers from Dynasty and most of the band. And, you know, and so, man, this is a blessing for us, to say the least. So thank you to all of the people that are supporting us and buying our music. We appreciate you very much.
Man, that is a great song, man. Again, shout out to Dynasty coming back. And it's almost like, and I'm on the outside looking in, so you can tell me the particulars as far as, in, you know, being in the trenches. But it just seems like you guys got back to work, and it's like you never left when you hear that music, you know. Of course, you modernize it, yada, 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 but it's still Dynasty to me. You know what I'm saying?
And it's a great song. I do appreciate that because, you know, some people would expect for you to sound the same, but, you know, we all change. Just like we change, our bodies change, the sounds change in the music, and your thoughts change, and your creativity changes as well. So, for those people that want us to be the same back then, that's just like me asking you to be the same person you were back then. You can't. You know, you can't do it. So, so it's going to be a little different. It's going to have different flavors because we've been through so much. We've experienced so much in the last 33 years. So, you know, and when we all come together to put something together in the same kitchen to create this song, it's a lot of chefs in the kitchen bringing all of their baggage with them, all their experiences, what's been happening in the last 33 years. And so, and this is, you know, the best that we were able to do, as you know, and here it is, you know. And so, and then, you know, you have other songs too that we did, and so you'll hear the other songs as well, like the B-side. I'll play that song before the show is over, the B-side of this song. A lot of people really like the B-side. So, and that brings a whole nother element. And then there's other songs that we still have that the record company has that they're going to decide what they're going to do with it. And we'll let you know.
Looking forward to it, man. Looking forward to it. But guys, I guess I have the helm now. I'm on the pole. I'm doing the pole position. I'm first place. No, I don't know. I'm running the board right now. Of course, we're going to start this segment off. We're going to keep this going. Of course, this is Solar Wants to Dance News every Saturday from 2 to 3:30 p.m. Of course, we got a little over an hour left, so we got plenty of time to jam with you. So I guess I'm going to start this off. Let's take you back to the year 1984, give you a classic from the Fatback Band. The name of the song is called I Found Love, and guys, keep it locked right here. Solo Wants to Dance. What else? Don Fleming. Let's go, guys. Let's go.
rest of my life. Tryna get my bank rolls full no matter the price. So I got this shot, gotta make my layup. Gotta get my pieces, y'all better pay up. Cause I moved to LA to get away from all those fans. So tell me how can I get to the in the loop of life. Told myself I wouldn't start my day online. From that shape and how they move. But is it just a deception? Oh, it drives my soul divine. Play in life, can't give an amazing night to a lady on the side. Want a baby and a tribe. Enemies, enemies, enemies. Calling me Uncle Mike. Family, enemies, in a piece, of the time. Yeah, I'm sure all I know. But is it just a deception? Or what drives myself with divine?
Too. Of course, this is Solar Records Radio. Solar Wants to Dance, Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr. That's new music from Masego featuring Devin Morris, and the name of the song is called Yams. Can I get to the yams? I love the music video because there's kind of a double meaning. You know, it's is it about a cam girl that you know, that's on the video, OnlyFans, or is it about Thanksgiving dinner? You know, it gives you a double meaning there. I love that song, though, but some great music out today, and I'm a big fan of Devin Morris, and he's always, if you guys, for all you guys that are listening to the show right now, check out his album. He did an album about a couple of years back called Bussin, B-U-S-S-I-N, and it's an early 90s throwback. It's amazing, an amazing album, man. It's a press play album, so you guys got to definitely check it out. Of course, before that, had to hook up a little Silk Sonic, that's Anderson .Paak and Bruno Mars. Of course, that was Skate, and of course, started off the block, I Found Lovin' by the Fat Back Band from 1984. Wardell, man, what a great block, man. I like that Skate song, man.
Wow, that's unusual for you. I'm so excited that you liked it. So I was wondering if you would like it or not. So cool beans, man. Much love, much love. And, you know, we are having a good time. I'm really enjoying this last block was really feeling good. And can you tell me a little bit about the last artist that you played against?
Man, it's a young brother, man. He's been out on the scene, on the underground scene for a couple of years. His name is Masego. He's from it. If I'm not mistaken, he's from Atlanta. And he's a lot of this underground, this new wave R&B that's starting to kind of, that whole throwback R&B sound from the 80s and 90s, it's starting to kind of bubble back up. And he's one of the young cats that is really doing it. And Devin Morris is a great artist and producer. It's just a beautiful album. Actually, Devin Morris's album, Bustin', was a great album. This young brother here, Masego, he's an up-and-coming young cat, man, and it's just great. It's a great, great song, man. He's got a lot of, he got a lot of songs. There's a song called Garden Party he did with, I think, Big Boy from Outkast, and just a lot of great underground Atlanta music. Not just when you think of Atlanta, you think about, you know, a lot of this trap music and things like that. But there is a heavy underground R&B scene down there, and he's one of the young cats that are really trying to bring it to the forefront. And that Yam song is just amazing. I fell in love with it when I first heard it back in November. So, but yeah, it's a great song, man. New music, man. That's what we do here. We highlight new music, especially on Wednesdays, but definitely on Saturday when Solar Wants to Dance, you kind of throw it in, especially if it's an up-tempo song. So definitely have to hook that up.
Wow. Well, guys, I get to start this next block. And since, you know, Don brought you guys real current, you know, I'm going to take you back a little bit again. So, listen, this is one of my favorite all-time up-tempo songs, because I believe that, you know, because music, it really transcends. It takes you back to the moment when you remember. It reminds you of something. You're like, well, wait a minute. So, and I couldn't figure out what it was that every time I heard this music, it made me happy. And then I remember studying, like trying to, why did I get so happy on that song? And then I remember that this was right when my career was taking off and things were going so good for me musically. And I didn't have to go back home to Philadelphia and tell my friends that I didn't make the audition. Because I was worried that I would have to go back and tell everybody. So in my mind, I decided I'm not going back and telling everybody. I'm going straight to the service. And so, because I did not want to be a failure to my, you know, because there's a lot of musicians in Philadelphia, and there's a lot of drummers that were better than me. And but I got the phone call to go and do the audition. And so it was for me, I had to, it was like, you know, I can't fail, because then it's going to be like, see, man, why you waste having him going? You could have asked me. And so I had to really, you know, hold my own. And I was real fortunate that I was blessed enough to hold my own. And I made the audition, but at first I didn't think I would. But anyway, so things went start going well. And before you knew it, I was performing back at the same building that I graduated from high school, the Civic Center in Philadelphia. And so, and then this song came out, and I remember it just was like everything was so good in my life when this song came out. So I hope that this song was a blessing to you too back in the day when it came out. And if not back then, maybe right now. Maybe because you're hanging out with us and you're having a good time with us and life is good.
All right.
All right.
and a disco. Bumping people on the floor. Hurting folks' hips. Busting people's lips. Big battle pump. And a disco. Bumping people all over the floor. Don't stop. You all lighten up. You all lighten up. Just break the most.
special song that is for me, because, you know, I graduated from high school, Simon Grant High School in the city of Philadelphia. And as a matter of fact, I was talking to my friend Debbie from this school this morning, Simon Grant High School. And we were just talking about, you know, just a lot of stuff that happened and all the celebrations that they have, the reunions and all that kind of stuff. And I want to get a shirt and all that kind of stuff. And then she mentioned to me that her dad had taken this great picture of us graduating. And I was like, whoa, I want a copy of that picture, because I was the drummer. I was on stage. I want a picture of it. She says, a beautiful picture. So, Debbie, don't forget to send that picture to me, girl. And but this song, Harvest to the World, is the song that we sang. And it was really a blessing for, you know, young people, you know, just, you know, getting a great message from the school, just saying, you guys are the harvest for the world. Go out there and bless the world with, you know, with the gifts that you have, and do your best. And so that song has always been a big part of my heart. And so I just had to say that. So, and much love, Debbie. Thanks so much for the conversation this morning.
Man, I love Harvest for the World. Man, that's a beautiful song. And also, HBCU bands are playing it at halftime, or they're playing it. You know, I love hearing, like, these college bands play them, you know, and Harvest for the World is, like, one of those songs you hear. As a matter of fact, I think Jackson State, definitely UAPB, University of Arkansas Pine Bluff, plays it. And every time those horns kick in, I fall in love with it all over again. So,
right.
But no, man, this was a great block, man. Before that, I had to hook it up a little Joe Tex. Ain't gonna bump no more with no big fat woman. I love Joe Tex, man. I love that song. And if you're into, like, I try not to just get into the gossip and the feuds and things like that, but entertaining, from an entertainment standpoint, one of the biggest feuds in soul music was James Brown and Joe Tex. They had a little feud going. I won't get too detailed, but y'all can check it out on the internet. It was funny. Some of the things that was going on between those two. But no, I had to hook that one up from 1977. Ain't gonna bump no more with no big fat woman by the late great Joe Tex. No more. And of course, started off the block, man. I love Take Your Time by SOS. Remember we were talking about songs that you hear from back in the day, and it'll pinpoint you to a certain time in your life.
Mm-hmm.
When I think of SOS band Take Your Time, I think of summer 1980, Venice, California. I'm 6 years old. We having a block party in our neighborhood, and we're having water balloon fights, and this song comes on. So we're having fun. You know, it's just a little block party. When you think of Take Your Time, that's what I think about. I think about Venice, California in the summer, and we're having, like, these water balloon fights. And it's just a fun time that I definitely, when I hear that song, I always go back to that moment. And it's just one of those happy moments in my life.
I think I just heard you say something about block parties. I mean, did you just say block party?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We used to have block parties in my neighborhood, too. Oh, man. And it was so much fun because the bands would come and play, and, you know, for the block party. And I wasn't one of those guys because I was a jazz drummer. So it was R&B bands that would come and just have a great time. And we would have so much fun. They cut the whole block off, turn the water hydrant on at the top of the street, and the water just come running down on each side of the street, and everybody's cleaning up the neighborhood. They're painting in their little spots and stuff, and then all of a sudden all the grills are out. Well, you know, the kids get in the water hydrant, right? So we would play in the water hydrant, and while the adults would be painting and doing, touching up there. Everybody's working on their house on the outside. And it was a beautiful, beautiful time, man. And so, wow, thanks for saying that, because it block parties. I might have to write a song called Block Party, because it feels so good to reminisce on this stuff right here. It feels good to my soul. It is soul pleasing, man.
And that was the beauty. You know, again, that was just the beauty of soul music, especially in the 70s and 80s, you know, being a child of that era. And just, that's when you're young and you're soaking up a lot of things. You're soaking up a lot of information. You're soaking up a lot of, you know, just memories, you know, that when you hear a song, when you hear Don't Stop the Music by Yarbrough and Peoples, you know what you can pinpoint a time in your life. When you hear Shalimar the second time around, you know where you are. You can pinpoint a moment in your life. When you hear, you know, your first slow jam with a girl, you think about Roger Troutman and Roger and Zapp, Computer Love, or whatever, you know.
So
that's the beauty of music, man. And again, it transcends the color of your skin, because it's all universal at the end of the day. And like you said, it's just definitely about, it's about the love and appreciation. But I know we got about 22 minutes left of the show, so thank you guys for tuning in every Saturday from 2 p.m. to 3:30. Actually, 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. I'm sorry, Solar Wants to Dance. But you know what? I want to give you a Philly hit. I want to give you a block party song. I'm gonna take you back to 1991. I'm gonna start this block off. We're gonna come back. We're gonna close it out. But I definitely gotta hook this one up. From Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Everybody remembers the block parties. This is music from Frankie Smith. The name of the song is called Double Dutch Bus. You guys know this one. You guys keep rocking right here. Solo Wants to Dance.
My money lasts, ain't got no car, get around without a motor, I gotta go
love we got about another, let's see, 5 minutes. Stop muting me, Wardell. Stop it. Stop.
I didn't do it. I saw it was muted. I turned it back on. So something happened. But anyway, guys, we are having so much fun. This is great. Thanks, Don, for hanging out. We appreciate you guys. You guys are blessed as well. I did say I was going to play the B-side of Dynasty's single, and so I will do that. And I just, but before we, I play, by the way, the name of the song is called Still in Love. All right. So, you know, and so when you buy the A side, you will get the B side. So it's all good. And I just saw a posting right now from A&M Records. Not A&M, but ABC Records, which is really excited about the sales of our record. It's just, they're so excited. They're selling them in bundles that they've never done before. And so we are so lucky and so fortunate, and you know, and I just thank God for that. I thank Him. So I want to also thanks Greg for all your amazing work. We appreciate you, brother. Be blessed and everything, and take care of yourself and have a great weekend. I want to thank Don for just being here constantly, and as he's doing so many other things. We appreciate you. You as well, my brother. Thank you so much for, you know, the show last night.
Appreciate
too. That was a great. Yesterday was a great show. Thank you so much. And the day before too.
Hey, no problem.
We banging away. So, that's pretty much it, guys. We got to go. We're running out of time. Thank you again. Love you. Stay safe and God be with you. Okay. And this is Still in Love by Dynasty. Good night. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow as we praise Him. Good night. We up and out of here. God bless you. Love you. God be with you and protect you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Good night.